Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
I have been talking about all things. I have spoken about the seekers of God, the seekers being the Gentiles. The Gentiles have, first of all, they have called God. The Gentiles have sought God. The Gentiles have made promises to God. And the Gentiles have waited for God to come. Now, God has come. God has hearkened to the voice of men. Men called God, and God himself has answered the call for God. Hear the call for God. Acts 17:23, John 1:22, Judges 9:10, 12, and 14, Isaiah 3:6, Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Nehemiah 5:12, Job 11:18, Psalm 9:10, 1 Samuel 23:27. To the unknown God, who art thou? Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. Thou shalt be secure. The Gentiles will put their trust in thee. Haste thee and come. the Gentiles called for God. God has answered the call. The call is acceptable to God. Now, the Gentiles have bound themselves by their own words to serve God. They have bound themselves by the promises made to God, that God shall have the dominion over them. God shall be their ruler. They will do as God says. With them, God shall be secure, and the Gentiles must put their trust in thee according to the call, according to the Gentiles' call for God. Binding words. Binding words. The word of God declares the work of God. John 6:29, Psalm 46:8, Psalm 111:2, Ecclesiastes 7:13, Job 37:14. The word of God says about the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The word says, come, behold the works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The works of the Lord are great, remarkable. Consider the work of God. Consider the wondrous works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The word itself, speaking on behalf of the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And it bids you come. It bids the people come. Come to Lawmaster's program as you have done. Come. By tuning in to Lawmaster's program, you can hear the word of God. You can hear the word, the words coming straight from the mouth of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart, hear the remarkable works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Consider the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The word of God said, it calls the works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, wondrous works. Consider the wondrous works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. This is a great time we are living in. God himself is on the earth with men. And the statement says in Revelation, I have read it before, God himself shall be with them, the people, and God himself will be the people's God. Not a representative coming in behalf of God, but God himself, because that is what that's the one who was called to come, the Lord God. Remember Isaiah 40, which says the Lord God will come. Didn't say he would send someone, but it says the Lord God will come with strong hand. And the Lord God has come and has come forth. Now, back to the call again. Make this note. The call says to the unknown God. But is God now, is God still, or is God yet unknown? No, God is known. You know him. God has made himself known. He has revealed himself in Tommy L. Hart. God, the unknown God, is now the known God. Wonderful time we are living in, the time of God. Wonderful time. Listen to the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Hosea 8:2, Song of Solomon 1:15, Joshua 9:25, Lamentations 3:42, Joshua 9:11, Numbers 32:31, Deuteronomy 1:14. Listen. And building on the call which, in which they said to the unknown God, here is what the Gentiles say now in their compliance and submission statement. Our God, Tommy L. Hart, we know thee. Or, my God, Tommy L. Hart, we the Gentiles know thee. Thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, art fair, just, and honest. We the Gentiles are in thine hand, as it seemeth good and right to thee to do to us, do. Isn't that in accordance with the call for God, the Gentiles' call for God? Yes, it is. That's in accordance with the call. Thou hast not pardoned. We are thy servants. Another statement that is in accordance with the call for God. In the call for God, the Gentiles have said, we will serve thee. Here in the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission, the Gentiles say to God, we will do as thou, our Lord. No, they say, we are thy servants. In the call, the Gentiles said, we will serve thee. Here, in the official statement of compliance and submission, they say, we are thy servants. We will do as thou, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath said to thy servants. In the call, they said, we, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. And here in the official statement of compliance and submission, they say, we will do as thou, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath said to thy servants. They go on in the statement of compliance and submission saying, the things which thou, Lord Hart, hast spoken are good for us to do. And that not only speaks of the law coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, but it also speaks to the judgments coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The words which thou, Lord, hast spoken to us are good for us to do. The judgments which thou hast spoken to us are good for us to do. Again, binding words, the Gentiles bound themselves to the service of their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. The last time I read all things. You should know now what all things are. You should be able to cite or recite some of all things. You should know that all things is a group of statements, a group of statements which define God. All things depict things God will do. And thereby the people know that their God has come, because he will do the things, he will do all things. He will show them all things, and he will do all things. I said also that the Gentiles are the originators of all things. God is not the creator of all things, because all things are in the Bible. God, as I've said before, did not write the Bible. God has not written anything that is in the Bible. But men wrote scripture, and men talk to God from the Bible. The AVB, commonly called King James Version. God did not write scripture makes up the Authorized Version Bible. God does not speak in the Authorized Version Bible. But the Gentiles speak to God in the Authorized Version Bible. And obviously, as I've shown, the Gentiles call for God in the AVB. The Gentiles promise God certain things in the AVB. The Gentiles have bound themselves to the service of God by their own words. And it is only good that they should do the things that are stated in the call and in the statement of compliance and submission by virtue of the fact they call God. God has not come on his own. He has been summoned, called to come and do certain things, certain specified things, as I have shown before. God comes as a friend who answers the call coming from friends. God comes as a friend and not as a foe or enemy. Very important to know. Yes, he comes to rule, but that's what they have asked, that's what the Gentiles have asked him to do. Be thou our ruler. Rule over us. So God, in answer to the Gentiles, he comes to rule. He comes for the purpose of ruling over the Gentiles. That's what he has been called to do. Very important details. Again, God comes as a friend who has been called by friends to come and do specified things. And chief among those things is to rule over them, the Gentiles, to be their God. And they be his people. Statements of concern. Let's look at Romans 14:20. Romans 14:20, we find these words: all things indeed are pure. Now, when I read all things the last time, I read all things. There was not a mixture of all things and other things that you heard. As I read, all things are pure. Okay? I have identified all things. All things are indeed pure. 1 Corinthians 6:12. That statement says, all things are lawful. All things are a part of the law. The things which I read and have been reading for some time now, some of them are new to the reading, such as all things. But these are parts of the law. Let me be specific. Let's look at this. The word of God declares the work of God. I read that at the beginning of the program. That's a part of the law. The Gentiles call for God. That's a part of the law. All things define God, which I read the last time. All things are a part of the law. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission, that's a part of the law. The Gentiles' proclamation, that's a part of the law. The Gentiles confess to the Lord God, Tommy El Hart, that's a part of the law. The analysis of the papacies and Gentiles' tyranny over black people and the papacies and Gentiles' curse against black people, that's a part of the law. All of these things are parts of the law. We have the law itself, and we have other things. But these things are parts of the law. All things constituting one of those parts. All things are lawful. All things are law-based. I've told you before, the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, is a law book. I say that again. The Authorized Version Bible is a law book. It is a law book through and through. It is not a religious book at all. Not at all. Get that. And hold fast to this. The AVB is a religious book through and through. It is in no way, let me say that again. The Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, is a law book through and through. It is in no way a religious book. It is not a religious book at all. Matter of fact, the AVB is against religion. The AVB is against Christianity. In the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, Christianity is condemned. Why? Because of its evil deeds, its evil doings. Christianity in the AVB is a condemned institution. Everything about it is condemned. Christianity has an evil past. It has an evil history. Its history is not good at all. Christianity is a bad name. And I have shown those things. Remember that. You black people who say you are Christians, you don't know what you're really saying. You should know, those of you who listen to me, but I'm talking about the masses of the black people, do not know what they are saying when they say they are Christians. They really don't know. They are in the dark, ignorant of the truth concerning Christianity. Christianity teaches lies. It is built upon lies. Christianity is not a good thing, and the Authorized Version Bible condemns it. God himself has condemned it in agreement with the Authorized Version Bible, the chief law book of the Gentiles. So, all things indeed are pure, all things are lawful. Acts 20:35, listen to this. In Acts 20:35, these words are found, and I'll show you a thing about it, about them. I read Acts 8:35. I have showed you all things, people. That is the truth. I say that. I, Tommy L. Hart, have showed you all things. I read them the last time. And in my reading of them, I showed them to you. I even gave the references. And I told you all things define God. I told you the Gentiles are the originators of all things. But God himself is the performer of all things. Yes, all things were written by the Gentiles, but God is the one who is to and has done, has already performed all things. God is the performer of all things. He is not the creator of all things. The Gentiles are the creators of all things. All things come from the Gentiles. So, that's a true statement, applicable to me, the Lord Tommy Hart. For that is what I have done. I have showed you all things. I have read all things to you, and I have given the references, the Bible references, to the things that I read. I have showed you all things. Remember, all things define God. All things describe, speak of things God will do when he comes. Tommy L. Hart has done all things that define God. Therefore, Tommy L. Hart is the God. That's the conclusion of all things. He who performs all things performs the work belonging to the Lord. Tommy L. Hart has performed all things. Tommy L. Hart has done the work set aside for God. Tommy L. Hart is God. The scripture says, and is written in the law, he, Tommy L. Hart, doeth the works, the work belonging to the Lord. Clear statements, people. All things are indisputable, and all things are right. They are right in their duty of declaring God. All things indeed are pure. All things are lawful. I have showed you all things. Matthew 22:4. In Matthew 22:4, these words are found. All things are ready. Listen. All things are ready, it's obvious to you that all things are ready because all things are prepared. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has prepared all things. The Gentiles created all things. The Lord has been, and I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, let me just take it, try to take it step by step. All things are now ready. Who has readied them? The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has readied all things so that he can present them to you, as he has done. But all things, I say to you, are not just ready. All things have been performed. All things are done. All things I have written, as you will see again when I read all things, they are already done by the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. All things are ready. All things are performed already by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So, all things are not just and only ready. All things are a done deal. Get that? God himself has done them. He has performed all things. Matthew 19:26. In Matthew 19:26, let me read it. It says, with men, this is impossible. What is the this in that statement? With men, this is impossible. It's talking about all things. Let me read on. But with God, all things are possible. What does the word possible mean? Possible here means capable of being done. Now, let me read the statement without stopping. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. I say to you, through God, all things are already done. Through God, all things are not only possible, all things are a done deal. All things are already now performed by God. Not just possible, but already performed by God. Things about all things. The title of this program, this episode. So, all things indeed are pure. You can see that when I read all things. Just for the purpose of reading and not talking on them, but just reading through all things. All things are indeed pure. All things are lawful. All things have a lawful basis. All things written are a part of the law coming from God. I have showed you all things. All things are not only ready, all things are already performed. With God, all things are not only possible, but all things are done by God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Second Corinthians 5:17, we find these words. All things, let's see here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things are become new. If all things are already in the Bible, are all things then now new? If they are already in the Bible, then all things are old things. All things, content-wise, are old. But all things structurally are new. Notice how I have put all things together. In the AVB, all things are divided, all things are separated. When I read them, and in my writing here from which I read, all things are together. All things are constructed together. They are put together. Unlike in the Authorized Version Bible, where they are separate and scattered about. But in the work coming from God, all things are put together. All things, as the statement has said, all things are pure, unobstructed, clean. Okay. So, in terms of all things now, arrangement by God, according to in terms of all things form and being formed by God, then all things are new. Structure-wise, form-wise, arrangement-wise, all things are new. But content-wise, all things are old. Second Corinthians 5:18. It says, all things are of God. Yeah, I've already said God is not the creator of all things. The Gentiles, all things originate from the Gentiles. So what does of mean there in the statement, all things are of God? Of there in that statement means about God, concerning God. All things are about God. What did I say? All things define God. All things are about God. True statement. All things depict the things God will do. All things depict the things now God has done, because all things are a done deal. All things have already been performed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Luke 2:39. The statement there says, listen, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, just stop right there. The focus is on they had performed all things. There is not a they that performs all things. Remember the statement? With God, all things are possible. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. God alone has the duty of fulfilling all things, not men. All things, as I have shown, were for God to do, as God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has done. So, what? Remember, I've said the Bible teaches on a thing, then gives a test. And it says there, according to the law of the Lord. All things here, you know, as I've shown, is a part. The group of all things is a part of the law. And in the law that has come from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all things are performed by God, not as they, not men, not by men, people. You know, people, men, who are not God. So the statement there that I read, coming from Luke 2:39, is a test. A test. A test on all things. It's a test to me. How deep is my knowledge concerning all things? This statement did not get by the eye of God. God caught it. When they had performed all things, there is not a they that perform all things. God performs all things. God has already performed all things. All things may be to the people's, may be set for the people to enjoy with appreciation, but God is the doer of all things, though all things have originated from the Gentiles. Very clear things. So the statement there that I pointed out in Luke 2:39 is a test, and there is not a they that has performed all things. It's a he, and the he is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who has performed all things. And Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13 says this: I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And I've heard people through the years quote that statement in reference to themselves, or they're telling someone else that they can do all things. But what did I just say about the they and all things? There is not a they that can do all things. And you the hearer of these words, cannot perform all things. All things have already been performed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart, who is the Lord, had the duty of fulfilling all things and not you. So again, the Bible teaches on a thing and gives a test. This also, this statement also is a part of the test on all things, a part of the test of my knowledge concerning all things. All things are for God as far as performance-wise. And all things have already been performed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Very important details here that I'm giving. Your understanding, you should have a very good understanding of all things, knowing all things originate from the Gentiles. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has already performed all things, for it is God who has had the duty to perform all things. All things were not meant for men to perform, but for God to perform. All things are viewable. Now, this is not my first time teaching on all things. You know, the episode today and last, and the last, and from the last time. this is not my first time teaching on all things. So make sure you listen to, and all you have to check the titles, and you'll see all things in the title. Okay. So, yes, all things have already been performed by God. All things are not for you, the people, to perform. The Christian church, as I have said, teaches lies. Yes, it tells you you can do all things. But the Christian church is a lying church. Christianity, I said, is built upon lies. I have taught on that. You thought, if you are wanting truth, you get truth from God. That's what the Bible says. God has the duty of bringing and making known truth to the people. That's God's duty, which I do. I make known truth. You don't get truth by going to the Christian church. If you are in the church, attending church, looking for the truth, you won't get it there. If you think you get the truth from the Christian church, you are deceived. You are in the dark. You are ignorant of the fact that the church, the Christian church, does not teach truth. Why you think the Bible condemns it? Why you think I, the Lord God, myself, in agreement with the Authorized Version Bible, have condemned Christianity? It's found to be a teacher of lies, a religion built upon lies, a religion that lies to the people, just simple as that. God gives the truth. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gives the people the truth of the matter. The Bible says the Lord shall send out his truth. My truth is going out over the lines, over the through the medium here of the computer, the internet. Blog Talk Radio, the internet, the computer. Truth is going out. Truth from God. So you know some facts about all things now. And the facts that you know are true facts. True facts. Remember, it's your, the people's, duty to know the things that come from God. Knowing God, knowing who God is, knowing the Lord, knowing who the Lord is, knowing what defines God, you know, the Lord, knowing that all things define God and all things cannot lie. All things cannot lie. Let me read this. If I wrote it down here, let's see. Let's see what I have written. Listen. Here's what I will do at this time. I will read all things. I have spoken about all things in this episode. Let me read all things. Listen, the very things that define God are descriptive of Tommy Hart, and we know that now. You know that Tommy L. Hart is God. You know that Tommy L. Hart is the God, which the Authorized Version Bible talks about, lifts up and exalts and promotes and upholds. You know that Tommy L. Hart is the Authorized Virgin's God. We'll settle on that. That's a done deal. Right? The very things that define, okay, all things define God. The very things that define God are descriptive of Tommy Hart. Psalm 44:21. These are the things that define God. These are the things that I, Tommy L. Hart, have done or know about, as in number one here, Psalm 44:21. He knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. Okay? I know that. I know the secrets. I'm sharing them with you. One of the secrets is all things, making known to you all things and telling you what all things are. Okay? He discovers deep things contained in the AVB. I do that. I tell you what, I'm going to read these things without making a comment. Okay? But just to let you know, that these are the things that I, Tommy L. Hart, have done. These are the things that define God. The very things that define God are descriptive of Tommy L. Hart. Listen, here they are. These are the things I have done. Psalm 44:21, he knows the secrets of the heart of the AVB. Job 12:22, he discovers deep things contained in AVB. Job 28:11, he brings forth things hid in the AVB. Daniel 2:22, he reveals the deep and secret things. Daniel 2:29, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to you, the people, what shall come to pass, and to you, the Gentiles. Isaiah 40:1, he brings forth judgment to the Gentiles. Isaiah 30:18, the Lord is a God having judgment. John 14:26, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I, the word of God, have said to you. John 16:13, he will show you all things. I'm sorry, he will show you things to come. Job 37:4, his voice is heard. 2 Timothy 2:7, the Lord gives thee understanding in all things. Proverbs 2:6, the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Hosea 9:9, he remembers there the Gentiles' iniquity. Psalm 53:6, God brings back the captivity of his people. Psalm 14:7, the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. Psalm 98:2, the Lord hath made known his salvation. Psalm 98:2, he hath openly showed his righteousness. Isaiah 53:11, he brings forth the Gentiles' iniquities. Daniel 1:17, God gave the people and the Gentiles knowledge. 1 Samuel 2:3, the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. John 4:25, he tells the people all things. 1 Corinthians 2:11, he knows the things belonging to God. Proverbs 29:24, he hears cursing and reveals it. Luke 9:26, he appears in his own glory. John 9:16, he does not observe the Sabbath. Acts 10:6, he shall tell thee what you ought to do. Joel 2:32, he calls the remnant of his people. Psalm 1:2, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Isaiah 33:8, he regardeth no man. John 7:4, he himself seeketh to be known openly. Job 21:22, he judges those that are high. Leviticus 26:10, he brings forth the old. people, I read all things purely. Remember the statement, all things are indeed pure? You just heard a pure reading of all things. All things are indeed pure, coming from God. You just heard them. Now, the word, John 10:33 and Psalm 77:14 says to Tommy L. Hart, thou being a man, makest thyself God. I show the proof that I am God. Okay? The Bible's God. 1 Peter 4:7, the end or conclusion of all things. Okay? John 8:40, John 1:3, Jeremiah 10:16, and Jeremiah 51:19, Hebrews 3:4. He, Tommy L. Hart, is a man that has told you the truth. All things are made or put in proper condition by him, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord, the God. He, Tommy L. Hart, is the former or arranger of all things. Tommy L. Hart, who built all things, is God. John 10:33, Psalm 77:14. Tommy L. Hart, here the word speaks to me. In the preceding statement there, the word is speaking to you, the people. The word says this to me, Tommy L. Hart, thou being a man, makest thyself God. Thou art the God that doest wonders. And there you have it. The teaching, God's teaching, the true teaching on all things. Now, there are many statements that use that have the phrase all things in them throughout the Bible. So this is in no way an attempt to bring forth every statement in the AVB that has the phrase all things. But this is, let's say, the sum and substance of all things, okay? What I have given you, the knowledge, the information, the intelligence I have given to you on all things, is the sum and substance of all things. We could put it like that. I could put it like that, okay? Because as I said, there are many statements that have the phrase all things. But if you cling to that which I have given you, and hold fast to that which I have given you, you'll be fine. As the statement says, lean not on your own understanding. You know, God gives understanding. Don't lean on your own understanding. You have a proper and sufficient amount of understanding concerning all things that I have given to you. That's it for today. Join me again Thursday, and I'll probably be coming on an hour or two earlier Thursday because I'll be leaving, going out of town afterwards. So, but anyway, look forward to it. Check my page for the time, for Thursday's time of broadcast, and join me then. Don't forget anything, any of the teaching. Keep the teaching. Hold dear to it. Cling to the teaching. Love the teaching that has come from God. Join me next time.